Okay, hello again. Told you guys yesterday, if you guys listened in, that I'll be coming back for another round of more news today, double again. I might be doing two, sometimes I might be doing three, just depending on how I feel. But, folks, the Triple H effect, or there's a Triple H effect going on right now. And if you don't know, Triple H recently made head of talent relations, meaning that he holds all the creative control over talent, right? We got Ricochet with a win on SmackDown last night, SummerSlam this last Saturday. We got Dakota back. We got Io up. We got Bayley leading a faction. But I missed SmackDown for one day out of months. And guess who comes back? Karrion Kross. You heard me right. They're most recently fired Karrion Kross. Came back on SmackDown last night. In a segment with Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns. Now, if you don't know, here's the thing. Karrion Kross, or recently fired in, I think, another round of budget cuts about a couple months ago, maybe? And he's been, like, controlling narrative and stuff, right? So, I don't know. Apparently, news is showing that, news is showing that he will be injected into the Roman Drew storyline for both titles at Clash of the Castle. Because he attacked Drew McIntyre last night. Now, I don't know if he's actually going to, like, it might become a triple threat match. But all I heard was that he's going to be injected into that storyline with the two of them. So that's crazy enough as it is, right? I just had to get that out because it was crazy. I did like Karrion Kross a bit too, honestly. He's a really good talent. And, to be honest, the last time I remember was when he had a buzz cut almost, right? Dude has hair now. He said in an interview himself that his hair grows exponentially fast, or faster than usual. And I was like, because he has that type of hair that, like, once you get sweaty or get tired, like, fall. If you get anime fans, it's like Levi's hair. If you watch anime, it's like Levi. He has his hair when he gets sweaty and stuff. Just you get a representation. Or like, you just look at Levi and you know what I'm talking about at that point. But now that's out of the way. Oh, and he also debuted with Scarlet. No Ninja Turtle gimmick, no Shredder gimmick. He's with Scarlet, and he's a big player now since Triple H came back in. Now we got that out of the way. Turns out that they finally announced a tournament to crown new women's tag team champions, and it's going to begin on Raw. So, right now, I'm going to tell you now. I will tell you guys now that I'm going to watch, like, all next week, I'm going to watch Raw, I'm going to watch NXT, AEW, SmackDown, and Rampage all next week. I'm not going to miss it. I'm going to try not to miss it at least, because I haven't watched a lot of wrestling in months, and I sort of miss it, so we're going to get that going. I'm going to tell you what's up after, alright? So, here's some more things I was just thinking about. Like, with the current state of, I told you guys, I spoke about this a little bit yesterday. You know, with the current state of Raw, with all the big power females, I don't really think that SmackDown could really stand a chance, if you know what I mean. And, like, I mean, it's in, like, the most possible respectful way. But, like, there's a lot of big power hitters they got on Raw. SmackDown, they got some good stars on there, but it's not enough to actually counter sort of the effect, I guess. And, I don't know if the women can actually win SmackDown, or, like, I don't know if they could actually win Survivor Series this time around again. So then, like, there's also them on the men's side. Raw has a lot of good power hitters. I mean, they got AJ Styles, they got Rey Mysterio, Bobby Lashley. They got some more that I can't think about. But now think about it, Cross is back. And get this. I don't know if Drew might win at Clash of the Castle, but they have Drew, they have Cross. I don't think SmackDown has any hitters also. I mean, they got Ricochet, they got Corbin. That's all the big plan that they think was. So I don't know. I think Raw might win this one today, or whenever it hits, at least. And now, imagine this. Imagine Triple H brings War Games. I've been seeing this on Twitter a lot. Imagine he brings War Games to the main roster. And, like it's still on NXT, right? Because NXT War Games were pretty good. But, like, imagine he brings that to the main roster. And it is. I mean, it doesn't have to be, like, one brand. It's both brands. Like, multi-brand, you know? Like, two teams, two factions battling out in War Games. We can get, you know, let's say Bayley. Because it's usually either 4-on-4, like 5-on-5. No, I think it's 4-on-4. Usually it's 4-on-4. So, like, we can get Bayley, Io, Sky, Dakota Kai, and another member. Possibly. Thinking about it, it might be another new NXT star who might get called up, I guess. Or a returning NXT star that got fired. Maybe Tegan Nox. It could be Tegan Nox. I don't know. But then we can have them go up against Bianca, Alexa, Asuka, and maybe Dana Brooke. Or another female star who might get called up. Or another returning star. You never know. But then, like, for the men, we can get, like, Roman, Jimmy, Jay, Solo, or Sammy, whatever happens with that, against, you know, Drew, Cross, some other power hitters. So that's a good food for thought, if you know what I mean. Like, Triple H back in power, I might just start watching more often. I might give you guys recaps, too. You don't know, I might start giving recaps. I mean, if recaps is something you guys would like, then you can message me on my wrestling page, Full Count XD, or Uxbricks, my main page. I'm always active there. You can message me on there, say we would like more recaps often, you know, anything to get you guys interested, listening. And yeah, so this is all for me. Thank you guys for listening again. Coming back next week with some more news. And we'll wait till then. Bye.